The nine coal miners who were rescued Sunday after more than 3 days in a cold and flooded mine shaft in Pennsylvania are continuing their recovery. Three of the miners remain hospitalized for observation. Six others have been released. Blaine Mayhew is one of the rescued miners. He describes how he and the others tried to stay warm.
Snuggling each other, laying up against each other, or sitting back to back to each other, or anything to produce body heat, you know.
The miners were trapped 240 feet below ground last Wednesday after they inadvertently broke through an abandoned water-filled mine, which had flooded the shaft where they were working. Dave Loriski is Assistant Secretary for Labor for the Mine Safety and Health Administration. He joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning.
This was an astonishing rescue story. While you were on the scene there, did you really believe that it would turn out so joyfully?
Well, we never lose our hope in this business. We always remained very optimistic that they were there. We never had an indication that they weren't there, and so we continued with our efforts, and that was the prevailing sentiment with all the workers on the scene.
By many accounts, the compressed air delivered into the shaft where the miners were trapped was key to their survival.
Well, it was very key. That was a critical decision that was made very early on. It was a very good decision. But also the miners made some very good decisions that was very critical to their survival. And so there were two very important points to this whole ordeal.
Well, talk to us about the miners when they came up. What did they say they did that helped them survive?
Well, they didn't say much of anything until, I think, yesterday after they'd had a chance to have medical attention. But they huddled together. They found, of course, the high spot in the area where they were trapped. And they huddled together to keep warm, and they continued to conserve their light. They did a lot of things that they're taught and trained to do, and it was a very wise decision on their part, and it was very key to their survival.
What were the risks of drilling into the shaft where the men were trapped?
Well, the major risk was that once we left, the decision was made to leave the compressed air running in the first drill hole, the 6-inch drill hole. The pressurization began to build up, and pressurization was a kind of an air pocket that held the water at bay, if you will, from reaching the level of the miners, and that created some pressure within the mine itself. So drilling in too early would have allowed this air bubble to burst, and it would allow the water to rush toward the miners. So it was critical that the drilling and the drilling operation be timed such that the water level was back far enough that when we broke into the mine that we knew that we could keep the water at bay, and we had taken other precautions to make sure that didn't happen. We did some things so that we could maintain that air bubble even though we had broke through the mine with the drill so that we didn't change the atmospheric pressure within the mine environment itself.
And just finally, quickly, how did this happen? How did the maps get to be so misleading?
Well, we're not quite sure of that yet. Our investigation will begin this week. That'll be something that we'll take a very, very hard look at. So without having had the opportunity to gather some of that information, I really don't have an answer for you yet. Our focus all weekend and since last Wednesday has been on the rescue of these miners, and now our focus will turn to understanding the facts of this accident and looking for ways to prevent reoccurrence.
Thanks very much. Dave Loriski is Assistant Secretary for Labor for the Mine Safety and Health Administration.